And today is May 10th, regular Zoom call, and welcome everyone.
Hi, May. Nice to see you again.
Hey.
Well, I got an alert just a few minutes ago from, I posted it already. Now, it wasn't an Amber alert. It wasn't an Amber alert. It was a general one, which is better because we're sort of waiting for those, right? And I posted another thing maybe half an hour ago, not even. It looks like the it looks like a bunch of senators getting together. It looks like about 10 of them, and it looks like they're spilling some dirt on Biden. And also I posted a thing for Trump for his meeting tonight, and it looks like it might be a goodie. It looks like it might be a lots of dirt one coming out, so. But we'll see. It's a special, it looks like a special interview on CNN. So it was like a little.
Say that again, Gio. What was that?
Oh, for Trump. It was an ad for Trump that he spoke himself in maybe a 1 minute interview for CNN. So I just posted a few minutes ago. So that's
nice.
Yeah, so he basically said, I'm having an interview with CNN, and if it goes well, great, and if it's not, well, so be it. So we'll see, as he would say.
Yeah, but I think he knows it's going to go great, right? I think they're in charge of this. And
see. That's right, of course. You know, that's part of what
he does.
So it's going
to be popcorn time.
Double talks, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Popcorn time.
Absolutely. I got my popcorn ready, by the way.
Gio. Tamara's having trouble logging on. Can you? She says it requires a version. It needs an update, version 5.1.1.4 or higher. Is that normal?
I don't know if that's a Zoom update or if it's a Windows update or if she's using her phone or not. I'm not sure. I can't see her.
No, I told her to restart, but she's still having trouble, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably
I'll just tell her it needs an update, right?
Yeah, it does of some sort. Yeah, I know that's it's a pain. It's a pain in the butt because sometimes, like when I TeamView people or like remote control their computer, TeamViewer almost every other day does an update, and it's a pain.
Yeah.
So, anybody have any RV info? I know it's pretty quiet out there right now, but. If you got something, feel free. Anyone?
I do, but I got to find it first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so there.
Sorry, was I talking and nobody heard me?
Pretty much.
That's right.
That's called.
Okay, sorry.
it's sort of like you're. I see your lips moving, but all I hear is blah blah blah.
Okay. Well, my energy was there to say that I feel like there's lots going on. It's almost too intense. Mm-hmm. In every corner of that, you know, like the Silver's Market, the government, the media, Tucker thing, just feel like there's so much going on. I can't keep up.
I know.
So for me, these are all breadcrumbs. It's all coming.
Yeah,
and
somehow
I thought today, mm-hmm. the 10th, I thought there was something meaningful about the 10th. I don't know where I got that. I know I heard it from somewhere, or maybe my intuition, yeah. But I felt like today, like I woke up today thinking there's something big happening this today. So that's why I'm
hoping. I think they predicted the crash today, May.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is, the 10th. That's why you remember.
Yeah.
On one of the things that I think that's the one that I was looking at that I wanted to read again to people. It was a list of dates starting, it's right here. I'll read it again, okay? It said schedule events, emergency broadcast system can be activated at any time. Sunday, May 7th, Zimbabwe will announce its diamond gold asset-backed currency as a hedge for the global currency reset, which we know it did. Yep. Okay, so that marker's done. Monday, May 8th, everything on the RV scheduled to be finished on Monday, May the 8th. And we know that that is true because the truthers are in this community are saying that everything is completely done. We're just literally, we got the go. I don't know what it is that we're waiting for, but well, we're waiting obviously for the links, for the safe link or our 800 numbers. And then it says May 10th, market crash. So that's probably why you remember, because I have read this before. Sunday, May 21st, 6 p.m. broadcast live on CBK News 121, JFK Jr., Elvis, Carolyn Bessette, Kennedy, Michael Jackson, Lady Diana, and Steve Jobs, I guess, are going to make an appearance. Then on the 23rd of May, 2 days later, there'll be another interview with JFK Jr. on OAN. And Friday, June 16th, implementation of Nasara Jassara and collapse of tax organizations, probably just a soft disclosure. Or maybe it'll be the hard disclosure, because we already know that they have collapsed long ago with the central bank, right? June 18, 2023, implementation of the emergency transmission system. Sunday, July 23rd is the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump and his Vice President John F. Kennedy Jr. And July 25th is Queen Diana's coronation.
Wow.
That's all?
It's great, please. Eh?
Good times to come.
That's like what we've been waiting for 3 years, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of. Yeah.
So,
who is that?
So far, the markers, right? They're being met so far, the markers, right? That the dates that they've done, and that's what we're looking for,
yeah.
Right? Because how many dates have you and I looked at and seen and read here, there, and everywhere, and poof, they just go by, right? So far, yeah. But the energy's changed. Remember, it's not that time anymore, and we are collectively. That's what I want to remind everybody. Collectively, we are all doing this, okay? We are creating it. Yes, there's lots of stuff that's being done behind the scenes and they got to be ready, but we also have to keep doing this. We cannot waver, right? Because we are literally almost there. Like, literally.
What do you mean waver?
We can't waver, meaning we can't drop our energy.
Okay.
No, we can't. That's we can't good. Drop our energy, right? We have to focus, right?
Right.
Intention. Remember, we create with our mind.
Stiff upper intention.
Yeah. In other words, you don't second guess yourself. It's happening.
No. Right. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if we miss a date on there.
I ask you. I have a funny. Right. Kind of a practical question, which is kind of funny, but if you know me, I'm always coming in at the 12th hour. So my question is, if all this is coming down this week, whatever, this month, what are there any last month, minute yeah. kind of preparations that a procrastinator like me should maybe think about?
Yes, lots of
questions.
Them. Yeah, let me answer that Greg's question. All right, so we are also expecting darkness. So during that darkness time, everything will be shutting down worldwide. So ATMs will be shutting down, probably all food stores, etc. So what we're recommending is everybody have about 2 to 3 weeks of food and water, get some cash out of the bank, so you can purchase things if you need to, if there is a store open, you know, stuff like gas or whatever, but maybe an extra tank of gas as well. That'd probably be prudent. But yeah, do all the things that you need to do to survive a 3 week stint, everything shut down.
3 week hurricane power outage, we call it in Florida.
Yeah. If there is a power outage, it might be only for a few hours while we switch over to Tesla Energy. That's also expected.
Yeah.
But I don't
foresee. The thing is, they have to keep something up so we can watch TV, right? They have to keep something up so we can watch the TV.
Well, that's why we know it's only going to be temporary, 2 hours or whatever, and then, you know, it's going to click on, right? But listen, the other thing too is that interview with Trump is today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Eight o'clock, I think.
Right. So it's like in 4 hours, right? It's like in four hours. And you said it's only going to be maybe a minute. Well, a minute is long enough for him to say the storm is coming, or we're in the storm, or whatever that quotation that we've been waiting for.
Buckle up.
That's long enough for him to say that, isn't it?
The storm is upon us.
So this is why the storm is upon us. So this is why, you know, you really needed to have your provisions and all that stuff in before this time, because or after this call, run out and go get some things. But that's why we wanted you all prepared, right? Because it could happen at any moment, right? And we don't know when that moment's going to be, but I think that moment is rapidly catching up to us and it could be today. So you heard me say every day is my RV day, right? I wake up every day and it's my RV day. So I'm super pumped. And yes, I feel the energy too, like it's ready to bust open. And that's what tells me it's super, super, super close. Mm. It's upon us. It's here. We can feel it. All of us. It's not just us here in this group, but you could, if you read the comments in all the different pages on Telegram, you can feel the excitement. Yeah. People are ready.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the waiting has done. It's made them ready, right? It's sort of, I guess, solidified their commitment, you know, because at first it was like, oh yeah, right, we're just going to exchange whatever, right? And then it dawned on people, oh my goodness, that's a lot of money. What are we going to do with all that money? Right. And then they started to think about projects. Right. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that occurred to me also, and I've also mentioned money in your bank. If you have a large sum of money, I have a feeling that it will be protected because it's part of the QFS system now. But. So I don't believe there'll be any bail-ins or bailouts, but I'm still recommending myself personally, and we've already done this, if you do have any large sums of money, to take it out of the bank and put it into precious metals, like gold and silver, platinum, whatever you got, okay? And I'm recommending as much as you can get out of the bank, simply because we know from history that gold and silver traditionally in this kind of time, like 1929, 2008, et cetera, precious metals is the only thing that is stable. And also, if you think of it this way, you can leave your money in the bank and it will be safe. And over the course of the year, you're gonna make maybe 0.5% if you're lucky. Or you can put it into precious metals like silver, and it is expected in the first month to spike to go about $300 or more. Right now it's currently about, I think it's around $25 or $26, something like that. So, you know, 150% in the year or 0.5%, your choice. Do the math. And protection as well.
Well, numbers always talk, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, right. Follow the money, right? Isn't that the saying? That's what I'm going to remember about 3D. What are you guys going to remember?
It's just information.
Good one.
The 10 days of chaos, and then what happens? The redemption centers open and we all get lit up again.
Well, we're not 100% sure. We know what's going to happen
in those 10 days
but we don't know the exact timeline. Okay, yeah. But we do know what's going to happen. We don't know when it's going to happen. So the thing is with we know with Trump and his past history is that he likes to have everything all done and completed. And so he has all his ducks lined up in a row and he can pick and choose which one he wants to invoke next. So,
when he gives that, the storm is upon us, ladies and gentlemen, the storm is upon us. That's supposed to be for us to go home, right? From wherever you are, if I recall correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but, if I remember this correctly, that was a tip for us to go home because it means the EBS is going to be, happen. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think he maybe is not saying the storm is upon us. He may be saying, my fellow Americans. That yes. one.
Yeah, oh, instead of the storm is upon us.
Yeah, well, yeah, I may say that or both or something close to it. The other thing that occurred to me, and I'm not 100% sure on this, maybe Patty, maybe you can clarify this or not. As far as the cryptos are concerned, we know when the stock market crashes, the cryptos might go back down to zero. Are we going to be protected? Yeah, are we going to be protected with that without having an off ledger? I think that's what it's called.
Yep, it has to zero out, and then it's going to come back, and then it's going to go live. So,
yeah. Everything is safe at that point?
Everything is safe on Stellar. Because that's the QFS. So we are good with that.
Stellar being Lobster, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was my question now?
You can have your cold wallets and they'll be safe there too.
Right. But you don't have to get a cold wallet, right?
You don't have to get a cold wallet.
Right.
Would it be safer? I guess it's safer, right?
No. There's those people that want to have it in their possession, and if that's what you want, then yes, have a cold wallet and have it in your possession. But not all of the assets from your Lobster wallet can go on there. XLM, XRP, you can put on there.
Okay.
So yeah. If you wanted to move those over, you could, but I don't think it's necessary.
Would it be prudent, assets? Yeah. Would it be prudent also to take a picture of your assets?
Well, in Metalheads, there is a neat tool that you can download all of the information that you have in your wallet and you can print it out.
Oh, great.
That is wonderful, wonderful tool. Metalheads.
Can you get that?
Do you want me to post that?
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah, I sure will.
In the
Signal chat, okay.
Not Signal, we're in Telegram, you mean? Yeah.
The Telegram, okay.
Yeah. Sign like in our chat here.
Okay.
Zoom chat too. Do both.
Yeah. So Patty, you know, the how we each, some of us have like assets like BlackRock, for example.
Yeah.
Okay, where we own pieces of, or EMAR, right? We own pieces of property or assets of what was once a cabal company.
Great. Right? Yeah, those are seized assets.
Yeah, seized assets. Yeah. That's right. That's the word. So are those gold backed as well? So we don't have to worry about them? Because they say anything that's not gold or silver or, you know, asset backed won't come back up, right?
Right. So BlackRock is one of those big companies that had, they're like, have everything. They have real estate, they have everything. So what you're going to get in that, you're going to get the real estate, the gold, the silver, you know, everything. It's going to be the asset that it has, that it's going to be backed by. Some of the ones that, like the SGB, it's backed by gold. So
yes, that one I know is backed by gold.
So it's going to be precious metals, assets, real estate, commodities, you know, all of that. So the market, the trade market, the
S&P.
Yeah. So it's going on the Stellar blockchain. So it's being moved over. So we're actually able to get into that on pennies on the dollar. And this is the transfer of wealth, you guys. This is Nisara Jisara on Lobster. You can have it for pennies on the dollar. And once the flip happens, you're not going to be able to get as much, but it's not the dollar amount. It's the token amount that you have. So don't be confused. Okay.
Yeah. Then it reverts to the token amount instead of the dollar amount that we're trying to look at. Yeah.
Correct. Because if one token's worth $30 and you have billions of tokens, you're going to have an abundance of money. So there are some people that look at their wallet and it's like, oh, look at how much my wallet's worth. No, it's not. And don't get confused with that. That's the old way of thinking. That's the cabal way of thinking. And it has no value, because if you try to flip it, it doesn't work.
That's right.
Yeah. So, just know your stuff and know, be strong in what you're getting. Do your research and you're going to be successful.
And then after the flip, that amount that we are now looking at going, oh my gosh, look how much it's worth, or oh goodness, you know, we lost 500,000 today, right? Yep. And then, you know, like by the evening, it's up again, right?
Yep.
What is that amount? Kind of just give us an example of something that like SGB, for example, right? Most of us have that completely maxed out, right?
Which is like $50. $50 it shows right now.
Sovereign gold bonds.
Yeah.
Sovereign gold bonds. So 1 gram of gold is what one token will be worth. One gram of gold. So
and we know that gold is going to go up exponentially, but silver will actually surpass it. So our assets, you're right, our assets are going to be astronomical.
Yes. So 1 gram of gold, even if it's $1 and you have $922 billion in sovereign gold, or 922 billion tokens.
Yeah.
That's $1. I mean, just $1, but it could be exponentially more.
Yes. It so will be. We that's know it an will example. Be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great example. Thank you.
So you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. What do we need the whales for?
Well, for the people that don't have access to any of this, let alone currencies, right? That's what they're there for. And we're grateful they're here.
I hope Dr. Sandra is listening in on this conversation.
If not, you can have her join up and listen to the
I can't ever do anything, but
then you can't you can't do anything.
I do have I have a couple of connections with Jason's unified network. You can apply right there and they'll support at unifiedhealing.com. And for a new location, and you know, she'll email you back and say, "Oh, great, you know, we're trying to get you in there." And and you can express that you want to talk to, you know, Dr. Sandra about some bigger concepts.
Right.
So I can try that, but you know, I figured maybe you had some white hat connections would become better. You know, that's what I mean. I can't tell her anything.
But I'll do it today. We'll do it later today after the call.
All right, a quick question for Patty, since I have the famous lobster meister on the line.
Yes.
I want to get in touch with you and discuss some details, but for now, you know, I have one wallet completely full, and when I try to open a second wallet, I can't use the same phone number. So it gives me some weird error, like, you know, you can't config the SNIG or something like that.
Correct. You have to have different phone numbers for each one, but you don't have to have a phone number linked to that. You can have a second wallet with no phone number.
If that's what I have, desire. A second wallet. So I have a second wallet, but it's no phone number, but some reason there is, so we can work out the details of what that error message is.
Yeah. And then you can send some of your assets from your one wallet over to the other if it's totally,
that's what I try to do. That was the game plan. That's what I try to do. And every time I do, it says, can't configure the Snigger. You know, I forget what the error message is, but something
you
like that.
Have to have XLM in that new wallet before you can do anything.
Oh yeah, I got a few assets in there. I got a few things in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's live now, but it's just I can't send anything to it. I can buy stuff out of there, you know.
You can. I can help you if you want to get in touch with me.
Yeah, I tried to telegram you, but I definitely want to get in touch with you.
Okay. You just DM me. It's Patty17Q. That's my Telegram.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Or Luna can send it, because if I'm private, you might not be able to see it. So Luna can send you my connection if we're not connected.
Yeah, she'll send you my email or something.
Yeah. Luna, could you do that, please?
Yeah, I can send you. I'll do that right now. I'll send you his.
So I don't want to take up all the time, but my only question is, after the crash, when will we be able to cash in some of our assets in Lobster? Just like a few of them. Like, say, if we're cash poor and we want to get like 10 grand or something, you know, when can we cash in a few assets out of Lobster?
I don't know that for sure. But I can tell you this right now, I can cash out right now. Because I've been doing tests. So I'm able to, send money to my wallet, and I'm able to take money and move it back to my checking account. So it works, and it's through XLM and my XLM.
You're breaking up, Patty.
You're rubber banding.
Yeah, that was too much for the airwaves. So she started explaining that.
Yeah. They have to shut it down. No, now we can.
Yeah.
We didn't hear that.
Yeah, they don't want me talking.
Yeah.
So I'm able to go back and forth right now. So I can cash out.
Yeah, but you can't.
The assets, they are not. They are not live yet. So you cannot cash anything out. Yep.
Right.
But I see this as how we're going to send money to each other from here on forward.
I think
this
so
is
too,
gonna
yeah.
be your bank. You are your own bank.
But when will those theoretically be live? You know?
After
if it crashes month. today.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
Yeah.
But they will come back up within 24 hours or something, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everything's gonna go to zero and then it's gonna come back. And that is my understanding. That is everything that we've been taught through QSI,
right.
Everything will go to zero, but have faith and know that it's going to come back. It has to go to zero.
It's going to come back with its real value, which is going to be humongous, right?
Well, that's yes, and it's going to be the value of gold and silver and everything. So it'll be back that way. But the QFS, that system has to be switched on, and Starlink will then be activated. Yeah. That's my understanding.
Well, I would say at that point, you could moneygram yourself whatever you wanted, you know?
Yeah, the reason for this is very simple. Why everything has to go to zero is because we have to get rid of the fiat system completely.
Yep.
And that's why it has to be zeroed out. And once it's all zeroed out all over the world, and that's when everything comes back up, all the countries, one-to-one, et cetera. So that'll help.
Now I am now confused. Does that mean that we can only have the Nisara Jisara if we have a lobster wallet?
No.
No.
No, it's just part of it. That's all she means. It's just part of it. It's just one.
There's many forms. There's many forms.
Yep.
Yeah.
The currency redemption, the
GCR, the
lobster redemption, the birth certificate money.
Yeah, gold and silver, right? It's all part of it.
Gold and silver.
All part of the GCR, global currency reset.
You can jump in wherever you want, or you can. And you can gorge yourself until you explode. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. It's wonderful to have all these options, isn't it? In our favor. See, already we're on our way to 5D because we've left 3D. We've left it.
What's a couple of mil at this point, Luna?
Nothing. Just zeros, right? Right. How long has it taken us to get used to those zeros? Now you don't worry about those zeros anymore, right? You focus on your project and what you're going to do for humanity.
Here's right? a good zero
That's
joke.
What it's about. Yeah. And the kids, right? It's always about the kids.
Yeah. There's three areas, okay, for anybody who's, it may be, for those who are not invested totally 100% in everything, there's three areas that you can be really put your money into and be safe. And that is number one, if we purchase currency or bonds, certain ones, right, which are going to go up in value as part of the RV process. There's physical metals, not paper. Okay, not paper. I'm talking physical metals, physical silver, physical gold, platinum, whatever, so that you can take home in your possession. And the other one is cryptocurrencies. Okay, so lobster, etc. So if you have all three of those, you're good.
Where do I get the lobster wallet? I don't understand completely. Where do I get the lobster wallet?
You have to join Patty's Lobster Club and we'll show you exactly what to do.
Right.
You go to the app store.
Too.
It's just like
I'll
getting an app. You just go to the app store and you get an app and you're good to go. We can join the club and we'll show you step by step what to do. It's easy.
We have some new rooms for the new people coming in, and it's like lobster for beginners, and it walks you through. There's a piece of paper on there where you can fill out all your information on your wallet because you have to keep this information. There's secret words that you get. There's your password and your username. And so one of the gals in the room made some templates so that you guys could follow. And not just you guys, but new people coming in, because there's going to be a flood of people coming in and wanting to know this information. So we've got the room set up, you guys. You can take advantage of them. It's Lobster for Beginners. It's on Telegram. And there's like five different rooms, but it'll send you to the next room.
Patty, can you put a link on there on Telegram? Yeah, our main channel? Sure can. Thank you.
Yeah, sure can.
I have a question. I don't know if you covered it. Because you said cryptocurrency is also going to go up, but I remember hearing before cryptocurrency was not going to be good at all. If you have cryptocurrency in Coinbase, is that good? I'm just a little confused about the cryptocurrency.
You got to join the club, but I'm saying no, Coinbase, no good. Any ETH, Bitcoin, no good. You bail out of that, you go into the Lobster, Stellar, and you pick Whiplash's and Emily's picks.
Okay. Got it.
It's easy. You just watch Emily, and Whip, and they say, wow, this is really fantastic. And then you run over to your Lobster wallet, you buy a few XLMs, whatever you got. But that's the bona fide process. Anything else, crypto is not crypto. It's dead. Like Emily and Whip, they won't use the word crypto. They only use digital assets. This is the new quantum system. They're backed by real gold. That's the whole point. The old things, ETH, Cardano, if you notice, there's a new Cardano, but it says quantum Cardano. That may be okay if it says ISO asset, but that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about the old fashioned Bitcoin, ETH, Cardano, ADA. That's all junk. Bail out of that immediately and get your Lobster wallet, buy some XRP, buy some XL, and join Patty's group, and she'll tell you what to get.
Okay, I do have a Lobster wallet. I have a few of those. But can I take what's in Coinbase and transfer it to my Stellar wallet?
Yes.
Yeah. I can.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
You got to join Patty's group so you don't get confused.
So, you guys, I have some really exciting news, what we did last night. I'm with a group, Enough is Enough, and collectively there's several people that got together and we wrote letters, and we the people are demanding that the sheriffs and police departments step down immediately for crimes against humanity and report to the Marine Corps or the federalized National Guard. There were 8 letters that went out. We included the news, the media, everything. They were recorded, and they were letters that were personally given to Donald Trump today, our commander in chief. And so if that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. And then come to find out that Biden today, they're finding information that he has received bribes from the Ukraine when he was vice president. And then, I mean, everything's coming down and Trump's going to talk tonight. So he did get it, but he's waiting for we the people to be fed up and start to stand up, which we did. And we went after CPS and the sheriffs, and every day for the next, there's 5 days, and we're sending letters. So you guys get excited because it is coming and it is real. And I'm so excited to share that with you.
Send us the link where we can sign up for Enough is Enough. Send us the link.
Oh, I sure will. I sure will. And it's on Enough's Enough site, and it gives me goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah. Can you post that in Telegram chat as well?
I sure will. Thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, we're having a productive day here. Lots of information.
Does somebody know where to watch Trump tonight?
OSNBC.
CNN.
Yeah, CNN.
And OAN will probably pick it up.
Yeah.
We'll post a link. Somebody usually posts a link where you have some great people.
You can channel it. You can always channel it.
Somebody finds it the first, you know, they're always sending it, right? It's great.
Yeah. As soon as I see it, I'll post it. That's what I normally do.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's going to be where can't you see it, you know?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Things are moving right along.
You go to the, go to the local Irish pub with Gio and watch it over there.
Sounds good.
That would wake up a few people.
Yeah.
Right. Sell some silver bars while you're in there.
Well, it looks like right now with all this information dumps coming out right now, it looks like it's, if I can put it into maybe perhaps a sports term or maybe a hockey term, it looks like we have the hockey puck going over the goal line in slow motion. But the puck has to, but the puck has to be 100% over the goal line for things to happen. So we're not quite there, but it's in slow motion right now, and it's happening. That's all we have to just trust.
And the crowd is in suspended animation. They're going with an expression of surprise on their face.
That's right.
Right.
So we can expect things to start happening like big time pretty much any day now.
You know, there's lots of dimensions. We've already created it on one. So this is why we're excited, because we know it's already happened on some level of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That vibration, you can feel it.
We're supposed to act as if. So we'll make it
exactly.
A WGB.
Every day is my RV day. That's how
I. How are you going to celebrate when the flip comes? We'll like pre-celebrate. And this is, you know, all that we can make all these funny videos of some guy jumping up, clicking his heel, going, yes.
I got my popcorn ready. I don't know about you guys. I got lots
That's
of
what
popcorn.
I mean. We'll have a picture of Gio and the lazy boy with the popcorn and saying, you know, oh, it's so nice. I'm glad, you know, everyone can just say what it's like after the flip, before the flip, so to speak.
Yeah, well, as soon as we hear, we've got our champagne on ice in the freezer.
Yeah. I think we need to do a practice celebration. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, actually, the other thing we should have that you should be prepared for is make sure you got all your clothes and everything all ready, right? Your suit, dress, whatever you got.
Rehearsal.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a nice way. Do a dress rehearsal. Get all dolled up and, you know, not the guys.
Fill the part.
Yeah.
Gio, I did post those on World Benevolent Group, but there is the seven elements of jurisdiction. If you wanted to play that, it's on the board, but it'll send chills through your spine of what we, the people, are tired and we're fed up and we're ready to take back our country.
Sounds good to me.
And the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what we're all about.
It sounds like a national tour. That sounds like a national tour. I could start running. I could have a festival right now in Florida called Enough is Enough.
Sign
everybody up.
Yeah.
And give them, I'll give them a Gio token and then they sign up.
Love it.
Yeah, that's the famous thing. Everyone, enough is enough. That's in the ether. Everyone, you know, that's the old, I can't take it anymore. That's the old movie that was put in the ether in the subconscious years ago. And everyone says enough is enough. They don't know why they say that, but they all say that, you know, and they have different reasons. But yeah, it's a great name. I'm sure it's a great organization. I am getting chills already just from listening to her talk.
Patty. On that list, you forgot insurance companies.
I think they're covered under corporations.
Oh, okay. They consider them a corporation.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they covered everything. But there were different people that were reading letters last night. and then they were going to be delivered to Trump today, hand-delivered by Kim Tesla, who is Tesla's niece. She's part of Trump's team.
Yes, she is.
She was going to hand-deliver it to Trump this morning at 4 o'clock. So just in time for the news to come out. So,
Why do they hate the cops? It seems like we need the cops. I'm missing something there.
Because they're part of a corporation. They are all a corporation. Yes.
Yeah. We got to go back to the sheriff.
We've got to take them all down.
The sheriffs have a thing called the constitutional sheriffs. So those guys are patriots.
Yes, they are.
So I think we need somebody, some law and order. I think we got to find a good one, the white hats, and put them in the.
Yeah. My understanding of the sheriff is that they're pretty powerful. They're higher than more powerful than the standard police, or actually even more powerful than the border people.
Yeah, and they're more sworn to the Constitution. So
that's right. Yeah.
Well, and you know that he deputized all National Guard.
So all National Guard, three years ago, right? Something like that. They're deputized. Remember that room? Do you remember the room where they were all lined up? Yep, I remember. The thing is, there's so many good cops.
What are you going to do? You're going to wind up to a quagmire there. You try to yank all the cops out. And then there's all these good cops. They're going to be going like, what the heck, you know? So there must be, maybe they can just go join the National Guard, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's the difference between paying attention and not paying attention.
Yeah.
It's just because they're part of the system, they're going to get
sometimes
a little bit, chafed out.
Yeah, that's the case, right?
You know, I think they should be allowed to roll into, a bona fide protection agency if they got a clean record. Can't you just scan them with a quantum system and go like, okay, he's got a good heart, put him over here.
That's true, it might be what it comes down to, possibly.
I know some good cops, I know some good cops. My kids' friends are good cops, and they take great risks, and a lot of them are fighting the dumbs and shit anyway too, so I think we have to really make a line there so that we don't like sever all of the
so-called military backers, they're gonna have to come back into the good system but we're after all the judges, all the lawyers, everything. Well, with crimes against humanity.
Yeah, they have to step down.
For now, they're nothing but policy enforcers. They do not do what they're supposed to. Like someone mentioned, they're part of a corporation. And the sheriff,
I think it just, we need to just
higher than a judge. So you have to, they're going to have to reevaluate where they stand, because what
I think that's obviously righteous. I would just say, let's see the positive kind of hint as we're going through this purge technique. Because it's going to be scary when you say all the cops and judges and everything's gone. All this thing has come is the anarchy comes to mind. So
that's when the military steps in, the military is coming in. I need to hear that part.
You can't judge it based on the individual. It's a system that we're trying to get rid of, it's not the person, so maybe that's a good sell, trust me.
A lot of people hate this system.
Yeah, but it's not the old system has to die in order for the new to be created.
Right.
You can't have remnants of corporations and all that stuff and then expect it to be different. It can't be different under the old system. We have to basically crumble the old to make room for the new, right?
Yep.
It's just like, if you're ripping down a building, the whole building has to come down and then dig out the foundation and then start building the new building. It all has to come down. You just can't start building a skyscraper.
We're not saying that all police officers or judges or lawyers or doctors are bad.
Just 99.9% of them.
Right. The big question. We just want to make sure we get rid of the ones that are.
The big question is the dismantling process. How long do you think that's going to take? I mean,
oh, that's been going on. It's been going on for a while already.
It's been going
once
on.
Jassara flips, which is imminent this month sometime, right?
How long is it going to take to change the currencies? Like overnight?
No, it's already, stuff is already behind the scenes. Like,
The
best
programs, all that stuff is already being built
and the police tomorrow. The police you know who the police are? They're gonna come up to you and say, would you please stop? You know, that's the police.
There's several ways to make sure this is how to track them all. So we have the main one, follow the money, right? Anybody who's been bought or paid for, right? Follow the money. And also in addition to that, we have internet, phone, text, etc. Everything has all been recorded. So if there's any wrongdoings, it'll all be tracked. That simple. And QFS is all hooked up. So everything in the QFS, it'll be found. Everything is watermarked.
There's still bankers trying to trying to get money out of there. I mean, seriously, at this late hour.
I don't know how to raise my hand.
Well, just talk. We can hear you. Just talk. We heard you.
Anybody who tries to break into the QFS, I have one suggestion for them, or one comment, and that is, you can't fix stupid.
Becky, did you have something to
no,
say?
No, yeah, yes, I have a comment for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, I've just been kind of listening here. Last night being Tuesday, I live near Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and the planes were out in full force again. I haven't heard them, but it always seems to be on a Tuesday. I don't know what it is about a Tuesday, but they were up and running. So
is it maybe their training day?
Well, it could be, but I don't know. I just get excited when I hear them. I'm thinking that stuff's going on.
Stuff's going on, right?
So being retired military, talking about the sheriffs and whatnot, whenever I see one and the police, I go up to them and I thank them for their service. Just like someone, if they knew that I am in the military, would thank me for my service.
That's right.
And that's just how I feel, because that's just me. It was so cute because I took my little grandson, he's 11, out to dinner on Tuesday. And that was yesterday, duh. Mm-hmm. And there was a gentleman, we were at Bob Evans and we were sitting there, and this old gentleman came in with a walker and he had an Air Force ball cap on. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, and he knew right away, he says, look, Grammy, you know, he's got A-10 or something. He knows A's for attack.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever unit he was with is A-10. He worked on A-10s. So it was so cute, the conversation that we had, that trying to get, because I live near Wright-Patterson, the Air Force, National Air Force Museum of the Air Force. So, we went there not too long ago. And I don't know that he would ever follow in his grandmother's footsteps and go into the military or go into some kind of thing down the pike. You know, he's young, so anything could happen. But I'm proud of the service that I did. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I says, honey, whenever you see somebody like that, always thank them for their service. Always thank them for their service. And, just trying to show him respect for those, because there were some bad ones. I'm finding out you know, mm-hmm. a lot of bad hombres in the military, which was like
anywhere else, right?
Right. And not too long ago, I saw something negative about the military on Telegram. And I thought, I'm just going to put that, whoever's doing that poo-poo in a, about the military, I just put that out of my brain. And because I know, just like anything, like my brother worked for NASA. Is my brother evil? No.
No, exactly. Yeah,
but he's a very sick man. He's a very sick man, and I'm wondering if they didn't do something to him while he was. Yeah. So, but anyway, I just wanted to share a little bit of that when we were talking about the sheriffs and, you know, because I know that they are playing a big part of this. And so.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things we have to realize with our military and the police, et cetera, is we have to thank them, and you know it's a form of respect, right? So and you're right there, Becky. Not all military are good, and just like not all police are good. So, but we do have to,
lawyers, judges. We can just go on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Right? So there's good and there's bad.
Yeah. This is about right now. We're in that cleansing era right now. We have to get rid of all the bad ones. Right. This is part of.
We have to bring it into the light to transmute them.
Yeah.
Right. Back into.
Yeah, but
the light.
Don't forget, it's the military that saved us. They, you know, they pulled. Yeah. You know. When the chips were down, they pulled whatever it is, the flip. They pulled the flip. Mm-hmm. They said enough is enough. They actually, they're the ones that made this, the first ones that said enough is enough.
First ones that stepped up. So we do.
Yeah, I mean, I got a pinga from 1936, and it says enough is enough. You know, it has the Knights Templars on the back, and it has the Dove of Paradise on the front for humanity. You know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's always been this element of back and forth. I think that's our message. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You can't just say one side of it, you know. Yeah, I hate the cops to give me a ticket, and I love the cops to protect my ass, you know.
Of course. Of course.
We do. But anyway, I got to run to work. We're going to fake it, but fake like we're doing some work today. And thank you so much. And I'll talk to Patty later. I got to run.
Okay. Take care.
See you. Bye.
Alrighty, I guess this is a good point to ask if anybody's got any questions about anything. Feel free and don't be shy. No, everyone's good.
I have one more question. Sorry to pain in the backs of it.
No, that's what we're here for.
When we have lobster wallet, do we also need something with Stellar?
That is on the Stellar network. It's already on the Stellar network, Lobster. That's why it's safe.
Right. So when I download the app for that, once I find that here, then I...
Lobster. You're just looking for the Lobster app.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is then already on the Stellar network somehow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's similar to having a computer. And then you got your operating system, then you decide that you want to download a program. Okay, so your operating system's already there.
Yeah.
Right. It's Lobster, LOBSTR, not the ER. It's the one without the E that is the correct one. And it's like a turquoise Lobster. The app is turquoise with a white claw.
Right.
It looks like a white teardrop.
Okay. I think I hope I will find it. Lobster here without the, and it's a turquoise. You said turquoise background?
A turquoise, yes.
Right. I think I got it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for
you're welcome.
Saying that.
You're welcome. I want you to get the right one.
Thank you very much. That's much much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also want to mention if anyone has any questions on the phase documents, I've mentioned in the past that I'm in the process of rewriting those documents. I'm about 3/4 way through them now. And I've added a few other things, and I've added some more. I've had a few people ask me a few questions on there that weren't in the document, so I've put some additional information in there as well. And I've tried to answer as many questions as I possibly could. So when I'm during that editing, I'm also putting an index there for you, so you can look up any of the words fairly fast. So if you need to know a definition or something, it'll be there for you.
I have one more question.
Go ahead.
This is said at the beginning. I'm so not into that crypto stuff. Into all the technology and all of it. When I have downloaded this app, can I link that somewhere to bring XLM in there? Can I get this via this app? Or do I have to link something so I can get the lobsters, the XLP?
Patty's going to answer that.
So you can link, there's MoneyGram, there's CoinFlip, there's numerous different avenues. There's the CoinStars that we have in the United States. I don't know if you have them there. They look like a coin machine, but they actually, you can buy, the XLM on that machine, and then it spits out a receipt and it's called CoinMe. And then you can cash out your receipt on the CoinMe app, and then you link your lobster wallet to that app. And then you can send it over virtually. It's so easy. So it depends on what kind of techniques that you have where you're at.
Yeah. Well, whatever you have available in the UK, right? Because Tanya's in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to close your account. No,
Mewtwo, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Did you hear that last part, Tanya?
No.
Okay, you, Patty, can you repeat?
So I don't know what avenues you have where you're at to get to exchange the currency into Lobster. So that would be something that you would have to kind of get familiar with, because I am not familiar with that. I'm only familiar with what they have in the United States.
Yeah. What I more meant was, how do I then fill, if I got the lobster wallet, how do I fill it with Excel?
Well, you have to purchase it from an exchange. And then through the exchange, you put your lobster wallet in there, and then you send it from that exchange to your lobster wallet.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I would try MoneyGram, because that's the one that is actually linked to the lobster, right on the lobster. You'll see it when you get it. Okay.
And
you have to put MoonPay, MoonPay. And you have to put your credit card or whatever it is, however you're gonna get money on there, right? Once you got that, then you can purchase the assets, right? I know it sounds easy for me to say, but it actually really is easy. It's just more difficult when you're just listening, but it's actually very easy. If your MoonPay works in Canada, that doesn't work. So the way I've been doing it is, I have somebody else in one of our members that lives in Western Canada. We send him the money, and he sends us the XLM. that's how we've been doing it. It's the only way we can do it. We've tried everything that is available, and we cannot get our own XLM. So that's because they're trying to block certain, you know, us from getting in, right? Well, we beat them because we got it. So it was frustrating as heck, but where there's a will, there's a way. So it's so much easier to have been able to do it that way with MoonPay. So honestly, once you do it, you'll feel good about the rest of it. And then you can just purchase. You'll have to go on to these different sites that were mentioned earlier. And I forget now what they're called. Patty?
They're in Telegram main chat.
No, not all of them. Not all of them. Her group.
No.
Right?
The beginner's one.
Yeah, the other ones. Where you can go as what was the one called for beginners?
Lobster for beginners, but Quantum Financial or Quantum QSI, Quantum
Stellar Initiative.
So, yes, so there's a lot of information on that in that group. That's what I'm following. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very, very much for answering all this.
You're welcome. If I can help, I will.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
I sent you her email as well.
Yeah, I joined the one group, Lobster Instruction for Beginners.
Yes.
That's I'm already on there, and I will, after this call, read through all of it and literally doing it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good.
Yeah. If you work through that, I tell you, it has all the information on there. Yeah. That will give you all the tools that you need. But if you need something else, just message me and I can help. I don't want you to get frustrated, by no means, because you're going to see how easy it is and how nice it is to work with your wallet. And I can show you how fast I can send you something in like 2 seconds.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's going to be how easy it is. And when you see that, your eyes are going to be like, poof, it's going to blow up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
I have already, Patty, I have added you to my contacts on Telegram.
Okay.
Okay. So I haven't written anything yet, but I have added you to there. Okay. And I will just go through it step by step. It's just one of those things which I was trying to put on the back burner since a long while, because I'm just not familiar with it, right?
Yeah.
But I had this on my radar all the time, and trying to educate myself about those things all the time, but I didn't do the right steps because I always thought, oh, we can do that later. Right?
Yeah.
That's just me.
And now God's talking to you and telling you that it's time. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So thank you all of you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Also for mom is also very grateful for that as well.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay, anybody have anything they want to share? Any interesting information? Sounds like quiet. Sounds like someone's trying to say something. No?
Where?
No, Scott.
It wasn't me, but I will say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Well, I know there are some good policemen, women. Obviously, I know there are some attorneys that are fine, or we think they are, and I'm married to one, so I think so. But there's questionable times. I'm just being honest. There's questionable times that I wonder But I don't spend much time there because I get a little frustrated. Do they know more than I think they know? Because there are more than just obviously my husband that we are friends with, and different times I've spoken to some and mentioned a little bit about truth and total denial.
Yeah,
I just bring this up because I wonder if anyone else has ever had interactions with any attorneys, law enforcement people, whatever, and had that total denial, but yet their face was kind of different. Their face was a bit different. And you made you question it. Oh, maybe they know more than you think they know. And it's okay if they do and they can't share. They might be NDA. Who knows? But, you know, with that being said, it makes us leery that, I mean, I'm so happy to hear Patty's story about the letters going out and so forth, because we do have to bring them down in our own communities. But it does make us leery because they you know, they might be, what's the word, the type to retaliate. And then, you know, I don't want to be in any fear. I meditate. I ask God and my spirit guides and all of the light beings to help me with ascension and what's coming, because, you know, there could be some scary things before, but there could be some retaliate, and we have to, I think, keep our eyes and ears open for that. So so much to keep our minds pegged on, I guess, was my comment. Yeah, just so much,
like you said, not in fear, right?
Not in fear, no.
Not in fear.
Not in fear. All trust given God. To God.
Is that's always. Right. We always, every day. Always trust him. And for every our day. Higher purpose, that's what's going to go forward. So don't get into the fear, because that's the trap, right?
Right. Yeah, I do not.
What we have to realize about fear, the acronym is false evidence appearing real, but when you dwell in fear, you're actually attracting it, because that's what you're emotionally giving off, and that's what you're attracting. Yeah. So, and you get more of it. So if you don't dwell on it, you won't get it. That simple. Yeah.
That's what exactly what I said, Gio, is that I don't dwell there very long. I have the thoughts.
Yeah.
And then I go outside and I ground and I move on to, you know, obviously there's still 3D world things that have to be done, but, you know, to move on. But it's the thoughts come and I have to push them away, because I wonder how much of it is around us, and we're, you know, we're kind of know it's there, but
yeah, the thing is,
and then again, what's my part? What's my part in it? What should I be doing to help get rid of this evil?
Prayer.
Yeah. Prayer. Yeah. The thing is, you know, we have to realize is that it's one, we do have to be aware of what's around us. So you have to be aware of the fear, but it doesn't mean you have to go there. Just be aware of it. Okay.
That's the ego, right? Yeah. That's the ego wanting to keep you stuck, because that's what fear does. Keeps you stuck. And it messes up your world, right? Because you attract it even more.
Precisely. So
don't go there. It's always going to come in. You know, it sometimes amazes me that I get it.
Yeah.
After all these years of, you know, having basically a blank mind, believe it or not, I don't have thoughts running through my mind. Even after, you know, I've met somebody or talked about something, it just goes completely blank. It's crazy. But that's what meditation does. It teaches you to block the ego.
Yeah. If you're in a place, where you can't meditate, but you got thoughts going through your head, then try to put yourself, your thoughts into a place of niceness or something real nice, something
Turn
sweet.
Turn it around positive from a negative, right? Just flip it right away. And that's how I had to do it many, 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 many years ago, is that I replaced it with something happy, something positive. So if it said for me to be afraid, I would think of something that gave me joy. You know, I would put that memory in my mind, right? To replace it, right? And then you get really good. It's like riding a bike. I got really good, really quick with it. And then eventually one day it was gone. And that's when I could tell you that, yes, I have an ego, but it doesn't have me. And that is the trick, right? That is the trick.
That's the big trick.
It is.
It is. It's huge. It's huge.
I mean, I really know, you know, thinking about this change coming on, you know, very soon, listening to all the comments and about very soon the planes out on a Tuesday. I saw some planes this morning, but I'm also at very much joy knowing that God is bringing about his plan that he is going to be oh so happy about. Yes. His plan that he is taking Satan out of this and bringing love to humanity. A lot left to do, many hurdles still to climb, but that it's coming any day, day, whether today, tomorrow. I'm joyful every day knowing that it is coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing
is, he's finally going to be able to return to his children what was rightfully theirs for what, over 2,000 years.
So many years.
A lot longer than that, but let's just go 2,000 years since he was here, right?
Yeah, I think we have to realize is that we all have to play a part in this. Our part is actually to fix. We're not good. We know, we're lucky enough that we don't have to get involved.
We're the system busters.
Yeah.
Right? We tear down evil. Well, we shine a light to it, actually. Right? So because that's also another way of transmuting it. But we do shine a light in the dark. Right? So everything that wasn't working for us, we the people. Right? That's what we come here to. We're the system busters. And then we fix. Right? We recreate the new world. And we've done this before. So all of you know exactly what to do, even though right now you probably think you don't, but you do.
We all know what to do in our hearts, but sometimes a lot of things. It just seems like, oh, there's so many things we're going to need to be doing, but it'll fall into place. I have no doubt.
But that's the difference between us and the people that are asleep. They're in us, right? And we have peace. And we have peace because we know that God's got this and he's got our back, right?
Right. He's got our back.
That's where you have to learn trust. Just trust and understand that things will work out.
This journey... This whole journey, I'm speaking for my life, has been about patience and trust.
And trust.
And faith.
Mine too.
But if you haven't got faith, you haven't got trust. So I kind of left that out, but it kind of goes hand in hand. Not kind of, it does go hand in hand. And that's why we have peace in our soul. Because we know we're good, right?
We know.
We just know.
Right.
So, and then we're anxious because we want to get to the next step because we got jobs to do, right? Our mission, we're here to do that and we're ready. You know, like I said, I go to sleep with my boots on because I'm born ready, right? I think I came with them.
That's why I end up with bruises on my shins every morning.
Oh, you're so funny.
That's so true. I think it said that Trump might be on CNN. You all were talking where?
Yeah.
And I thought I saw a clip that actually said he returns to CNN tonight.
Yeah.
8 p.m.
Yep. Oh, is it 8?
Been on.
Six.
I don't know. I thought it said 8.
And I believe it said
8. Yeah. Hasn't been.
Okay, I stand corrected, guys. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That was wishful
thinking. Hasn't been on CNN since 2016 or something.
Yeah, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
On CNN.
Yeah, he's in Eastern time because he's always in Florida, right? He lives in Florida and that's Eastern.
I wonder why he's doing CNN because I do not have CNN. So hopefully it'll be on something else. But
it'll be on YouTube. They'll show it on YouTube. Just do Trump today.
Yeah. OAN.
But there's got to be a reason why he's picking CNN.
Sure.
Becky.
Because CNN was the biggest media and mass media or a station,
right.
and they've been taken over now. So what better way to get Trump's message out than to do it on CNN?
Right. Right.
Sure.
Get the message
prove out to him that you know it's good again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also Yeah, also I have to remember that a lot of the people who are asleep watch CNN, right?
Right.
So,
yes.
And they don't. Right. So when
very true, yeah. Gio. Very true.
Yeah.
So, the masses will wake up now.
They'll that's start right.
To wake up slowly.
You got it.
It takes them 2 weeks. They said if they stopped watching TV, it would take 2 weeks for them to wake up. So, you know, this hopefully this will get them on that road. But I think the energies are also going to they're keep intensifying, don't they?
Yeah.
So. Well, it'll be interesting how he does this because even mm-hmm. though a lot of people watch CNN, they hate Trump. And so my thinking is, you know, oh my God, it's Trump. I got to turn him off. So, you know, I know that it's an attempt to get some kind of a message out there, but be interesting to see how that plays out because I know some things that they have tried have been thwarted and then they have to go, well, let's try this. And that's why I think some of this stuff is taking longer because things don't happen as they thought.
Yeah, you know, think of this. Yeah, you're right. Some people are going to turn the TV off right away, right? Change it to a different station. But at least they got it in their brain that Trump is talking. So treat it as sort of like a form of soft disclosure.
Right.
But also, too, think about this, Becky. We know that, well, I don't know if you saw the clip a little while ago when he was in Scotland. Did you see that?
Well,
clip? He was in Scotland and they right. said, wow, what a difference. His welcome 4 years later to 4 years ago.
Oh, right. You know, right.
They had fanfare this time. They banned and they did fireworks and, you know, he got cheers and all this. Very different. From 4 years ago.
All he got was booze.
Yeah, right. CNN. They booed him terribly.
Yes,
yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
CNN is worldwide, right? So even though in the United States or in America itself, because we have Canadians that don't like him as well, vehemently. I mean, I was almost attacked just for mentioning his name in a sentence. And I think it was my third word in that sentence or second, right? Like seriously, okay, I didn't even get the thought out. So if there's so much, let's just say that North America has more hate, okay? Only because we're closer, right? To America, right? The rest of the world has turned around. They've turned around. And that to me showed me that by his trip to Scotland. And I'm not saying that every single country is going to be like Scotland, but I think it's a really good indicator. And so whether or not they shut their TV off, that's obviously their choice. It's free will, right? We can do whatever we want, but he's still got a big audience, in other words, right? A huge audience.
Probably well, bigger if people who are following Biden aren't awake by the idiot right. stuff that comes out of that man's mouth, they have to be angry. They have to be angry. It's like, oh my gosh, maybe Trump's got something going on here. You know, that could be yes. too.
That might make well, them curious, right? Yeah. And also, wasn't he arrested formally yesterday or a day before?
Who?
Like paper? Biden. You didn't see that?
No.
They actually had paper, meaning an indictment, right? Mm-hmm. That they were going to serve him.
Yeah,
they've already served him. He's already been scooped up.
Yeah, maybe
that's what he's going to talk about.
I posted something earlier about there's a whole bunch of senators and something talking
about
Biden's money schemes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in particular, when he was vice president, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So maybe that's what he's going to talk about, the arrest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
That's going to shock the world. CNN would be the forum to do that on, wouldn't it?
Well, right. Yeah. There's another way you can look at this, and that is The people who turn the TV off and don't want to listen to Trump tonight, and there's going to be lots of them. But and if you think of it in terms of when we have our darkness, and a lot of the television stations are going to be filtered out, and only the movies are going to be able to come through, they're not going to be able to see anything but the movies, and they're going to have to start watching, right, or listening. If they want to watch TV, mm-hmm. they got to watch disclosures. And that's when those people are going to wake up. So right now, it's just a lot of it's just soft disclosure, which is good. It's a lot of drops.
Well, Trump going to Scotland, though, is important mm-hmm. because the stone comes from Scotland, that the king. So was Trump going to sit on the stone and the king was not going to get the real stone? Because Trump is the king, and they were greeting him as the king.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That's
true.
Right. Yeah, you're so talking
there
is talking
so
about the stone
much
of
information there.
Stone of destiny. That's what you're talking
destiny.
About.
Destiny.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't gonna miss it.
Yeah.
Because he got the stone.
That's why he was in Scotland. Yes.
That's why.
To show the world, right?
To show the world, and right. he was greeted
yes.
as the king.
Yes, he was.
You guys, it's there's more symbology there than
yes,
anything
than we know.
It yes. was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But no, who's watching, right?
I know.
But nothing
you know,
to see
to
here.
Me, yeah. The moment that I think I'm going to remember for the rest of my days is when he got that sword.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I will never.
Yes. In the Middle East.
What yeah. it did for me was like, I actually thought I was imagining it when I was yeah. watching it. It was so surreal, that moment, that it will stay with me forever.
Yeah,
I'm so
dance.
Grateful because I knew in that moment when the sword was handed to him, when he took that sword, your life and my life became clear. Right, our destiny, that sword is also linked to our destiny, right? I can't describe it any better than that. It was incredible. Go ahead, Becky.
Well, him going to North Korea and stepping over.
Oh yeah, and stepping yep. over was another
the
one. That's
symbolism.
Right. That's right.
It was awesome.
And everybody goes, oh, that's not real. That's CGI. That's whatever. No, it's not. Because if he got that sword on this realm, right, anything else is possible. And that was to show that anything else was possible because he did the impossible, right? That no other quote unquote politician, because we know he's not a politician, right, could ever do.
Well, actually, I look at that a different way, Luna. I love the one where he walked in front of the queen.
Oh, and that was yes. your moment, right? I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one ever does that.
Ball.
Yeah, no
yeah.
one does that.
Yeah, the soccer ball thrown at him.
Yeah.
When Putin said, yeah, ball's in your court now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another one.
Oh, my gosh.
His turn
that was
to
awesome.
Do what he was supposed to. But he was basically saying, I'm with you. He's playing ball, right? He's playing ball. That's what it was. So that was already showing the affiliation.
Symbolically.
Very tight. Yeah, it was symbology, right? That they were united. And I mean, Russia is a superpower in the world, just like USA
and China,
right? The way we think of you, America, right? So the two of them came together, and that was the beginning of what we have now, which is, you know, I don't know how many countries, what, 26 of them already that have kind of made territories, right? For the GCR.
Yes.
So, and that's coming.
Also, there was something that was Trump went. It was around the same time he was in two places at one time because he was in Scotland and he was in Arizona at the same time. So just saying, but I think it was Arizona. But anyway, I know it was out west, and somebody made a comment because it had something to do with the RV, but the Chinese elders were present.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, good. He had a meeting with them.
That's yes, good. And that's why I news. Thought Nocera
that's probably the that's why they say it's a goal.
Yes. Yeah. Right. When right. I heard the Chinese elders was present, I thought that's the key, because that's when Mark Z is supposed to get the golden key from Cantrell or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike Cantrell.
Yeah. Yep, it yeah, was yeah. in Reno, that meeting with the Chinese elders.
That's right. It was in Reno.
Reno,
it
was yes. Reno,
not
yes.
Arizona. Yeah, it was in Reno, Nevada.
Yep.
Yeah, tell us then. You have something to say there? You want to say something? Tell
you something. Are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was going to say Reno. He was in Reno, and that's where he was at in two places at the same time. The other thing I wanted to mention, since we're talking about the news networks, is I don't know how many of you saw Tucker Carlson's announcement yesterday on Twitter that he's going to be coming back with the Twitter live. Which
oh, you're rubber banding. Sorry.
An hour you can do.
Can you type it in the chat?
Goldio, it's really good.
Can you type it in the chat?
Or say that
again. You missed half of it. You were rubber banding. Yeah, I know. Always when it's good. We all want to hear it. Do you notice? We all want to hear it.
That was good dirt.
Good dirt, yeah.
I have maybe something else here. Of course, as we know, when we were talking about Trump was also in the in China in the Forbidden City. Yes. Nobody goes there as well.
That's right. And that's what he was showing, the liaisons that he's created in such a short time. And all it took, if you listen to his speeches, was a phone call.
Yeah.
Just a phone call, right?
Exactly. But I also wanted to say something about his trip to Scotland. Mm-hmm. In combination with the coronation, the fake coronation, there was one guy there in where that took place, who nobody knew who he was. And a lot of people thought he looks like a disguised Trump. And even mom and me, we looked at that picture and we looked at his nose and his face, and it could have been Trump with hair piece yeah. on and glasses on and stuff like that. And a mustache, but we both thought that could have been Trump, because Trump was actually banned from going to the coronation. And I think that he trolled them and was there anyway, right? Mm-hmm. But also Charles did not sign that oath in purple, which he should have signed that in purple. He signed that in black ink, and that means death.
Mm.
Yeah, rather than blue. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I just thought I mentioned that one as well.
Yeah, lots of symbology, isn't there? I love it. Symbolism is good. That's sort of like saying a picture is like worth a thousand words, right?
Yes.
Mm.
And I just wanted to say to Taliesin as well, because you're writing, the guy had a Q button on. That Q button was photoshopped. I saw that too, that somebody put that Q there as a photoshopped. But it doesn't matter if it was photoshopped or not. He was there, Trump was there, and we are all sure that was Trump. And the cue, somebody has photoshopped that on the picture.
Well, either way, I'll take it. It's all good. Anything else anybody would like to share? Nothing?
I came on late. I was just wondering if I missed anything.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, lots. To listen to the audio. Yeah.
Yeah. If you just come on recently, what I would recommend is listen to the recording later on when it comes out, maybe tonight. There was a lot of good information.
Yeah.
A lot of good drops that we don't normally get here, but we had some really good stuff today.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions from anyone? We can have an early day if you like. All right, let's do an early day. Let's do an early day then.
Quarter to four.
Yeah, just 15 minutes short of 2 hours. So that's still not too bad. So we've had a good day. Lots of information today.
Yeah, for considering it started off awfully quiet, didn't it?
Yeah.
We covered a whole lot of territory here. Awesome day. It was great to see you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, before we go, I want to look and see what, somebody already read it. That was you, Tanya, right? That guy had a cue button on and his internet has been really bad and Trump is on at 8 o'clock. Yes. Not six. I know.
I was going to suggest for Taliesin, when you speak, take your video off because that'll free up.
Save bandwidth.
Yeah.
Try that if you won't rubber band as much. So
yeah.
I need to run too. I got a client showing up right away. So I
Great to see you, Barbara.
Lots of love. Bye, everyone. Yeah.
Bye, hon.
Lots of love to everybody. Also from mom. She's giving her love. She listened to everything, but she couldn't because she had to fix something here where she had to deal with that one. But she was listening.
She said, hi, mom. It's always lovely to have all of you guys here. Great to see you.
Another good day.
Beautiful day. So it's only going to get better.
Absolutely.
Keep your vibes high, okay? And don't forget to ground. Outside now. We can step on the grass and ground.
I did that earlier today and I felt better.
If you don't have popcorn, make sure you buy some. You're going to need it. Extra large bag.
I've got two bags.
I've got a bag of Cheetos. I'm not going to do popcorn.
I think I won't be able to stop eating my popcorn when it comes time. So I wanted an extra bag.
Bye. Love you all. Right. Thank you.
Take care.
You
too.